It's spring. A chorus, a cacophony is greeting us, including the, whatchamacallit, that thing there. We thought it would be a great idea to get a primer on bird calls from across the country, and that's why we've brought in Jesse Barry, a program manager at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Jesse, how many bird sounds do you think you've got gathered there?
Oh, we are right on the cusp of 1 million bird sound recordings, actually hitting that number just this week, so yeah.
Well, congratulations. We'll play all of them. No, a few, but remind us, why so many in the spring?
Yeah, you know, spring is an amazing time to listen for bird sounds because song is the primary way that birds attract their mates. So they're showing, you know, the females in the community that this is the spot to be, and they're getting ready for the breeding season.
There we go. Well, let's go out west. Here's a bird that's heard across the west. Ooh.
Yeah. Canyon Wren is one of my all-time favorite bird songs because it's just this beautiful set of whistles that are cascading. You can hear their song echoing off of canyon walls and large rock structures, creeping along those rocks and picking off insects along the way.
Is that them too, that little beep beep at the end?
Yeah, the beautiful whistle and then just give that little raspy note at the end.
Okay, now we want to hear an owl, a barred owl.
Barred owls are living in forests across the east, and they've recently expanded their range to the northwest.
That's not a hoo. This is like a trumpet.
Yeah, so the greenhorned owl does that classic hoo-hoo-hoo. And barred owl does this, you know, series of notes that might sound like who cooks for you, who cooks for you all.
Let's listen. Who cooks for you, who cooks for you all?
Yeah, and, you know, when you're learning bird sounds, it can be helpful to put words to what you're hearing. You can practice your barred owl. If you do get it, they will come in and check you out.
I want to ask you that. I love bird calls, and I feel like I can call my cardinal. Can you?
Yeah, it's not something that you want to do too often, but just a little bit of song can be a wonderful tool to see birds, but we wouldn't want to tax any individual by playing that recording for too long.
Okay, duly noted. I think my cardinal just knows, Oh, we're feeding, and it's a robin outdoing it. Well, let's listen to the cardinal. I just love their call. What else should we be listening for here on the East Coast?
On the East Coast, the brown thrashers are around in kind of scrubby field types of areas. And thrashers are mimics, like mockingbirds. They learn their vocalizations from other species of birds nearby.
You also have the wood thrush from the east. Let's listen.
It's one of the most iconic bird songs, this classic flute-like song, and it resonates through the forest and is just absolutely phenomenal to listen to.
How about we go to the Gulf Coast or the southern U.S.? What would you want us to listen for?
The laughing gulls are always present on the beach where you hear them calling to each other. And they indeed sound like they're laughing.
Is there a bird you want to point out that covers the country?
Yeah, the American robin is found across the continent, and listening to the robins in the morning can be, you know, an absolutely wonderful way to welcome in the spring.
We hope people are listening to robins. But you also mentioned the common nighthawk. See, that sounds like a peeper.
Right. Yes, it does sound like a spring peeper. And, you know, we often think of bird vocalizations as these beautiful whistles that we've just heard. And this one is rather harsh, but it's also distinctive. So the short note is loud and it can help you find nighthawks.
Terrific. Jesse Barry, again from Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Is there one that you've perfected that you're kind of proud of?
I have worked on my barred owl over the years. I can give you a hoot if you'd like.
Please.
All right.
Okay, let's have my cardinal meet your barred owl.
Oh, that's excellent.
Jesse, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.
We'll have sounds at hearnow.org.